Hi, my name is Jude, and I'm conducting a short interview with
Kaya Rasmussen
about Canadian identity and what it is to be Canadian. So I think my first question to you would be, what makes you really identify with being Canadian?
I think what really makes me identify with being Canadian is everything I've learned when I was young. Growing up in Canada, you learn a lot about the history, about the different people of this land, and I think hearing about all those stories and kind of Canadian legends, I guess, has made me a different person than I would have been if I lived somewhere else.
Yeah, I think that's something I could really say I identify with. I mean, my dad grew up snowboarding, and he grew up in a small town in BC, and I think learning about his history and how his history intertwined with the history of Canada really helped me connect with it. And I think my second question would be, what do you think has changed with being Canadian in the last 50 years?
Well, I think Canada has moved away from being kind of a place of immigrants kind of having its own identity itself. I mean, before it was just a bunch of different kind of countries, people from a million different places, all kind of put together in like this new, very rural place, and now it's grown to its own country.
Yeah. And I think my last question I would say is, do you think like Canadian culture as a whole, or like if you want to be specific about Vancouver or whatever culture in Canada, do you think it has been gentrified, or to put it differently, do you think the core culture changed because of new people and new cultures coming in?
I think for sure, yeah, especially in Vancouver, there's so many different people from different places, and I think it's kind of changed in each province, I mean, depending on where the people are from. There's different communities in each place, but all communities impact where they are, and I think you can see that in every province, little hints of different places.
Yeah, thanks for answering my questions, and I think that's going to be the end of this interview.